Delia ends the class at 5 to the hour and the students pack up and file out, their voices echoing as the theatre empties. She collects her things, her flaking chalk, her well-fingered binder, the check-in list now filled with names scratched in a hopeless hand. Ms. Rabbit. The voice is just loud enough to get her attention, and when Delia lifts her head, she's met with the dimple-cheeked latecomer, his satchel slung over a bony shoulder. Adam. Adam Griffith's eyes are a shade of blue-grey that Delia wants on the end of her paintbrush, to smudge thick like pastels between her fingers and smear on a canvas. His skin is sallow, taut and smooth like cotton pulled by a screen printing press, and his lips are like a gash in the fabric. There's a stretcher stud in each of his ears, and his clean black hair flops over his forehead, a mess of loose curls. She thinks about crushing them in her fist, and then she does. "Well, what do you think of them?" he asks her afterwards, and Delia glances back. Adam, no, Griff. Is Griff here, like this? Griff is sprawled on the floor beside her desk, naked except for a pair of gaudy orange socks. His tattoos creep up his side and across his shoulders like moss on some age-old statue. His sketchbook is open in his lap, a gnawed pencil in his mouth like a bad habit, like he isn't one of hers. There are flecks of black paint caught in the grooves between his teeth, from where he's mangled the tool with his mouth, and God, she hates that she likes the picture. "Of what?" she replies, flippant, still watching his jaw work, and Griff grins, finally plucking the pencil from his mouth, returning his attention to his sketchbook. He draws a line and then another, and talks to them when he answers her. "Of your new class? I've only known them for 2 hours." Griff's laugh is bright, boyish, and it makes the corner of Delia's mouth tick up despite herself, while Griff crosses his legs and makes himself a little too comfortable. Takes up a little too much space. Her office is barely big enough for the desk and bookcase it houses, so it's always messy, but today is worse than others, even without Griff. Folders full of the new curriculum spread across the floor, the bookshelf sagging beneath the weight of doorstopper textbooks and the now empty goldfish bowl in the corner. Still, the office is hers. Sitting up, Delia reaches for her blouse and slips it back on, tucking it neatly into her unzipped skirt. Smoothing her dark hair back, she gets to her feet, reaching for Griff's underwear, his jeans, his thin Smith Street Band t-shirt, holy and still damp with sweat. She flings them his way, but he fails to catch them, preoccupied with whatever it is he's drawing. "You want to grab something to eat?" Delia casts him a sharp look at that, and he shies beneath it like she knew he would, shedding all of his seductive bravado for something more bashful, something more Griff. She zips up her skirt. With her door locked and the blinds pulled down, it could almost be evening, a smudge of charcoal thumbed across the lines of them. "Pretty sure you have a class to catch up on," she says, grabbing her phone from her desk and checking for messages from school or home or the home. Griff shrugs, little more than the jerk of a shoulder, before he draws another curve. "I like being with you," he says. "That's all." The floor beneath her suddenly feels impossibly soft, like she could sink into it, lie down and rest here inside his hopeless want. There's an appeal in the nakedness of his words that tugs at her this afternoon, that reaches gently for her worn and weary heart. "You know I can't." "Yeah." He's already standing up, shutting his sketchbook, shoving that pencil back into his mouth as he awkwardly starts to dress. Now that he has his back to her, she can watch him freely, map his tattoos, try to trace them with her eyes instead of her hands for a change. Still fuck drunk, she imagines them tumbling off his body and into the air around him, like a child drawing with a marker, scribbling outside the lines. Griff turns, catches her gaze, and grins, that small, honest thing. Delia looks away. "See you next week," she says, slipping into her shoes. "Don't forget the reading."